should just treat me like I'm famous.
They should just treat me like
because I'm famous. I'm famous.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Sophie with your 9am Zedlines. The Queensland Government is funding efforts to reduce the effects of littering on sea turtle nesting sites in the Cape York Peninsula. The CEO of Tangaroa Blue Foundation, Heidi Taidi, is excited to continue working with local Mapoon and Napranum communities, with funding from the Miles Government looking to continue the trend of rehabilitation in North Queensland sea turtle populations. The CSIRO has found that hatchling survival rates have increased to 74%. This latest round of funding comes as Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has committed $750,000 to cleaning up Queensland's beaches and waterways.
Townsville Mayor Troy Thompson has been criticised for his decision to ban media attendance at a meeting after returning to council yesterday. Thompson, who returned to office after being investigated by the Crime and Corruption Commission, had the media leave council chambers as his first official act, stating that as the meeting was being live-streamed, obligations to transparency were met. The decision has been widely criticised, with 10 of his fellow councillors saying they had lost confidence in his leadership amid growing calls for Thompson's resignation.
Described as an intercontinental tropical party, TEG Live has announced how the Palm Tree Music Festival is returning in December 2024 for its second year in a row. The lineup includes a range of international artists such as The Chainsmokers, Dyer, Austin Mills and many more. The event's venues include Sydney Showground, Sandstone Point and Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, with tickets going on sale Friday, July 12th.
Major Australian cities are seeing rent prices falling or increasing at a slow pace despite low vacancy rates pushing rent higher the past several months. Domain's Chief of Research and Economics Nicola Powell says rental conditions were likely to ease given vacancy rates were increasing. An increase in home ownership and ease in population growth is alleviating rental conditions in Brisbane and many major Australian cities.
A 1948 to 1996 eugenics law in Japan that forced people with disabilities to undergo sterilisation has just been ruled as unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of Japan. According to a report from Osaka City University, the argued purpose of the law was to prevent the birth of inferior descendants from a eugenics point of view and to protect the life and health of the mother. Of the roughly 25,000 people sterilised under EPL, about 16,500 were made to against their will, and some without their knowledge. Many bearing the effects of physical and psychological trauma. The ruling from the Supreme Court sends an important legal precedent, as more victims of the eugenics law are encouraged to make their case for compensation, extending beyond the usual 20-year time limitation for legal proceedings.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is expected to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.org/news.